and also to give apologies.
I need to know how long, what time do you need to introduce it?
10 minutes, yes. 10 to 15 minutes.
10. Is it? Is it that short?
Well, 15 then. 10 to 15 minutes.
Okay, let's give you whatever time you need so that we don't have to put you under pressure.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Judy? Thank you. Thank you, Honorable Chair, and good morning, and good morning, Honorable Members. Apologies from the Director General. She's at the Jeff Council meeting in the USA. I have Stuart Mangold, who is the Director responsible for the Africa bilaterals as well as Africa multilateral work, and he has been directly involved in the discussions and negotiations of the SADC protocol. This is a protocol that is situated as part of the SADC treaty or under the SADC treaty. It's the Protocol on Environmental Management for Sustainable Development, and the overall objective of the protocol is to promote sustainable utilization and transboundary management of the environment and environmental resources, which are of interest to SADC member states. So it covers a very wide range of environmental issues. It covers climate change, waste and pollution, chemicals management, biodiversity, natural heritage, etc. And I think that's by way of introduction, and with that I would like to hand over to Stuart Mangold. Thank you.
Okay. Stuart, before Stuart comes, I thought you would also, among others, deal with another protocol, or is that one delayed? The Mercury. Do you...
Honourable Chair, I'm not aware of the dealing with the Mercury protocol today. But let me check. Let me check with Mark Gordon, who is the Deputy Director General, and I'll revert as soon as I have the information.
Okay, no, it's fine.
Okay. Sorry, Honourable Chair, just also to mention that there was a question as discussed with you around whether we are using Section 231.2 or 231.3 of the Constitution. We are processing it in terms of Section 231.2, but we understand that from a parliamentary perspective, it has been referred under 2313. So we will need to clarify that. Thank you.
Okay. Anybody who can help us before? What is the difference between the two sections? I must admit I haven't read 231.
Honourable Chair, I've just had a look at it, and I think possibly the people that can help us best are the state attorneys with or the state law advisor, without wanting to ambush them. But essentially, it seems that from reading that the main difference is that 231.3 deals with technical, administrative, or international agreements of an executive nature, whereas 231.2 is dealing with international agreements that are more of a convention type, so the United Nations Framework Convention. A protocol under the convention, the Climate Change Convention, would be processed under 231.2. I think this may be one of those that is slightly in a gray area, because it is a protocol within a SADC treaty, but perhaps the state law advisor can add to that. Thank you.
Okay. Do you want to add, or you still want to consult?
Yes, Chair, we can consult, but just generally on what the difference is between Section 231.2 and 3, the two different subsections, is the one requires in terms of the technical one, in terms of three, requires Parliament, it only to be tabled in Parliament, and in terms of two, it requires Parliament's approval for it to become an international agreement binding the country.
Okay.
So that is the difference between the two, and then Parliament would obviously have its own internal processes in terms of how we process the two sections. It's just that we still have to consult in terms of which rule, Chair.
What are the implications of each of them? For instance, if it requires that we should handle it in terms of 2312, does it require public participation process?
It depends what the rules are saying, but in terms of the Constitution, there's no process, but Parliament's rules would indicate. But for it to be bound on South Africa, Parliament would have to obviously indicate whether public participation is required, and if not, then the process is totally in the hands of Parliament in terms of how it will ratify it.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I guess let's get a briefing and then we'll ask the legal section to advise. The Paris Agreement we ratified without public participation process. I think it was in terms of 2312. So we'll just get an opinion from the legal section and to check what what is it that we need to do. But let's get a briefing for now. Over to you.
Thank you very much, Honourable Chair, and good morning, Honourable members and colleagues. Thank you for this opportunity to make this presentation on the SADC Environment Protocol for Sustainable Development. We've heard a bit of background already from the Acting DG, but I'll go into a little bit more detail. I'm assuming also that the protocol itself has been circulated to members to have a look at. You'll see it is a very comprehensive protocol. So in terms of the purpose, it's to request Parliament, in terms of Section 231, as we've discussed now, of the Constitution, to approve the ratification of this protocol. The legal opinion, Chair, while we were discussing this, I had a look at the legal opinion from the International Office of the Chief State Law Advisors of DOCO, and they are of the view that this protocol falls within the ambit of Section 2312. So it requires to be requiring parliamentary approval for ratification, and then we deposit the instrument of ratification once Parliament has approved the ratification. I think it follows the same route as many of the other SADC protocols that have already been ratified by South Africa. But it does.
As far as you remember, was the public participation process?
There was consultation with various heads of departments, provinces, through the working groups and so on.
And so by Parliament?
By Parliament, no, not that I'm aware of.
Okay.
Yeah. Thank you, Chair. So, in terms of the background, the protocol was signed by President Zuma at the August 2014 summit, SADC summit, the 34th one in Victoria Falls. With the overall objective to promote sustainable utilization and transboundary management of the environment, which is of interest to member states. As stated earlier, it covers a wide range of issues, mostly environmentally related, of course, climate change, waste and pollution, chemicals, biodiversity and natural heritage, sustainable land management, marine and inland water resources, as well as cross-cutting issues such as gender, science, technology, trade and investment, environmental reporting. So specifically, the objectives are to enhance the protection of the environment of the region, contributing to human health and well-being and poverty alleviation, which is well aligned to our constitutional provisions, particularly Section 24. The promotion of equitable and sustainable utilization of natural resources, for present and future generations, shared management of transboundary environment and natural resources, and effective management response to impacts of climate change and variability. So it creates a framework for these issues and for member states to cooperate on these. Harmonization of policies, strategies, and legal frameworks is also a central component in terms of its provisions. Regional coordination of environmental management, as well as the regional integration issues. So it does talk to the overall objectives of SADC in terms of the regional integration program, as well as supporting the regional indicative strategic development plan. So in terms of Article 35 of the protocol, it comes into force after the instruments of ratification have been deposited by 9 member states. We've noticed that, Chair, the rate of ratification has been quite slow over the past 3 years, with only 1 member state having ratified, although 10 have signed. As South Africa is currently the chair of SADC, we believe that this would, for South Africa to deposit its instrument of ratification during this period, would show leadership on environmental management in the region and our willingness to conserve transboundary natural resources and promote sustainable development. The protocol is in line with the National Development Plan in terms of the regional integration issues, which I've spoken to already, as well as the ensuring of environmental sustainability and an equitable transition to a low-carbon economy. As I've mentioned already, Section 24 of the Constitution, that this protocol is in line with that, protecting the environment for present and future generations. We've had some discussion around which section of the Constitution is relevant. Section 2312 is, as we understand it, to be the most relevant, although it does have elements of Section 2313 as well, being a technical agreement. However, it is a protocol to the existing SADC treaty. We've obtained the legal opinions from Department of Justice, Constitutional Development, as well as DIRCA. It's been presented to the provincial environment working groups responsible for law, as well as MINTEC and MINMEC. So there's been consultation with the provinces since the signing. No objections have been received thus far. And they did acknowledge the fact that this has transboundary implications. Next slide. Also, national departments that were relevant to the articles of the protocol have been consulted. Trade and industry, arts and culture, treasury, economic development, agriculture, forestry and fisheries, science and technology, SAPS, SARS, transport, defense and military veterans, water and sanitation, DIRCO, as well as the State Security Agency. No objections or concerns were received from any of these departments through the consultation process. It's also gone to the GCAC committee in August, as well as the DG's cluster on ICTS in September, as well as the cabinet committee on 19th of September. All the fora have recommended that South Africa should proceed with the ratification of the protocol. The ratification essentially would contribute towards sustainable development and the regional integration of SADC, which are, in terms of our own priorities, a better Africa and a better world is probably where it's best located. The facilitation of harmonization of policy strategies and legal frameworks contributing to the regional integration and the shared and transboundary natural resource management, monitoring, reporting, trends, coordination of environmental management plans and harmonization legislation, policies and standards, this protocol essentially provides that framework to do so. And in the long term, we hope that this standardization would facilitate the regional industrial development strategy and action plan of SADC, providing the environmental dimension to fast-track some of the infrastructure programs and make them ensure sustainability in these. I think I've covered this legal basis of the coordination. The joint implementation, this talks to the harmonization of the EIA processes, that it does provide for that, setting up of standards for EIA programs, cross-boundary, cross-border infrastructure development, and a more coordinated approach to large-scale infrastructure programs as well as natural resource management in the SADC region. We believe that the adoption of these standards and these programs through the ratification of the protocol would be in South Africa's interest in promoting sound and improved transboundary environmental management and cooperation within the SADC region, consistent with the revised RISDP. It would also send a clear signal that South Africa is committed to strengthening regional efforts to conserving transboundary natural resource management and promoting sustainable development in SADC. As the largest economy in the SADC region, we would be expected to take leadership in this process and encourage other member states to also ratify the protocol. The national implementation would be in line with our NEMA acts, with the inputs of other departments. On the regional implementation plan, there's a SADC Environment Technical Committee, which is comprised of the environment ministries of all SADC member states, supported by the Secretariat, would develop a more effective strategy and implementation plan for the different components of the protocol. This is already underway. I've spoken to Section 24, Bill of Rights, Conservation of Sustainable Natural Resource Use. The protocol also covers issues around gender mainstreaming of all environmental management, climate change, and sustainable development policies. It has a specific article on gender issues, and as well as the mainstreaming in different programs. There's that the linkage that environment, the recognition that in fact it's relevant to climate change, desertification, biodiversity loss, some of the other challenges which the environment in the region is facing. I know desertification is a big one, as well as how to manage transboundary issues around pollution and waste, which is something which SADC doesn't really have an instrument yet to do so. Although there's no real security-related measures in the protocol in this regard. However, it does provide for joint operations, for law enforcement, and so on. Harmonized environmental policies, I think that's an overarching issue in the protocol. Natural resource governance, as well as collaboration in environmental law enforcement between state parties. In terms of the overall recommendation, Chair and honourable members, it is recommended that in terms of Section 231 of the Constitution, that Parliament approves the ratification of the SADC Protocol on Environmental Management for Sustainable Development. Thank you very much.
Are you done?
Yes, I thought you'll tell us about the protocol itself. What does it say, section by section, if it has got section by section?
Sorry, Chair, I can do so. I can take the members through the protocol itself. time permits. It's about 26 pages.
Well, I don't know what is the view of the members. I thought the purpose of the briefing is for us to understand the protocol itself. So that was supposed to have been included in the actual presentation, not the background and the overview. Because isn't it when we adopt as Parliament or approve
we should know what the protocol says. So I don't know if you are going to take us through, because that should have been part of the presentation itself. I don't know whether do you want us to give you time to do a presentation on the contents of the protocol itself. Because I was just browsing through the protocol, I see there's about 46 articles. So there's Article 1 up to Article 46, each of which speaks to the details of the protocol. What is your view, Judy?
Chair, what we could do, and apologies, you do have a presentation. We could take members through the details and the contents. We didn't want to be too extended in our in the numbers of slides, but we can take members through the detail of the protocol.
Do we have a copy of that?
We can organize
copies. Of the presentation?
We can organize copies, Honorable Chair.
I see Dr. Luyang is leaving. I thought we were going to adjourn on this one and look at the bill before you leave. It's not going to take long. Is it possible that we schedule another briefing on the content in January, February, where you'll distribute it beforehand, and then we come and you take members through article by article? Because I was just looking at it, it's quite detailed, the protocol itself. And you have just taken us through the overview of the background and just touched on some few elements of the protocol. And I think it is going to be unfair for the committee to be expected just to understand the contents of the protocol now. I think let's follow the procedure as we normally do. You circulate the briefing, if you do have. How many slides of the actual contents of the protocol?
Chair, it's about 20, including so about 18 on the actual content.
Article by article?
Section by section, Chair. It takes it through. And then what are the main issues, the definition of environment in terms of the protocol, those sorts of things, more content-focused.
Let me just get from members what is their view. Yeah. Honorable Makoye.
Thanks, Chuck. Of course, I would have loved a situation where they respond to your question about the time frame. Because we were checking whether we are within good time to process this January, and probably need to do whatever we need to do as Parliament before the actual ratification or approval by Parliament. Because my second question, Chair, was going to be, if as Parliament we needed to interface, as the Portfolio Committee on Environment, we needed to interface with relevant portfolio committees that need to assist in this regard, perhaps we need to be sure so that by that time we're getting the contents, perhaps we could have bounced with them and see whether we can receive that almost at the same time so that we don't have to do that work ourselves later. But it depends on how you want to respond to that. But the other interest, Chair, it's just for us to understand what explains the slow process in the SADC, by the other SADC countries to ratify this protocol. Just if you have info, just to share with us so that we know what may be the issues there. But if you were to be responded to firstly, Chair, on your real question, then
on
I could agree with
time
you.
Time frame.
Yes, yes.
Okay. By the way, the question is, when are we expected to ratify? Okay. Do you have a response?
Thank you, Honourable Chair. Thank you, Honourable Member, for the questions. There doesn't seem to be a time frame for the ratification. It's open-ended. What's more important, I think, at this stage is for the protocol to come into force. And that seems to be a bit slow. I mean, we've only had one member state in 3 years having ratified it. We need at least 9 out of the 15, and now it's 16, so we probably need 10 with the admission of the Union of Comoros to SADC for the protocol to come into force. And without that, the articles and so on are just guidelines, essentially, for member states to follow. Yes, we can still do climate change programs in SADC and so on, but this provides that legal framework so that we can actually have something solid to say, look, in terms of the harmonization between, for example, South Africa and Zimbabwe, in terms of how we manage transboundary waste, which has become an issue, we have a protocol. It gives us the guidelines. It provides for standards and so on to be set by the two countries. And I think that's the problem, is that it may take even years before it comes into force. But I know our opinion is that if South Africa does ratify the protocol, we're going to send a signal to the region that yes, this is an important issue. It's going to contribute to the regional industrialization and strategy and action plan. It's going to provide that element of sustainability. We've now had the sustainable development goals that have been adopted after this protocol was signed. We've had the Paris Agreement. There's no protocol in SADC that provides for climate change cooperation, for example. And this is the protocol that would provide that. I hope I've answered the question. Maybe took a few too many words. My apologies. Thanks.
Okay. Honourable Pedin? Just switch on. Is it on? Oh, okay.
That's obviously not working. Now, I'm covered with that. I'm just worried about the time stipulation. This thing was signed in 2014 by these 9 countries and nothing, and now we're end of 2017. It just seems like it's been forgotten almost. So I'm covered by the timing.
Okay. Okay, may I suggest that we schedule a briefing on the protocol as soon as we come back. I know as soon as we come back, we're supposed to deal with the NEMLA bill, but I think we can be able to accommodate this briefing. Because ordinarily, when we consider anything, we need to understand what the contents are. I don't know what are the reasons why we were not given a copy of the actual content of the protocol and instead of the background, because for me the background should be part of the briefing, but what we are interested in is to understand what exactly are we ratifying, because we can't ratify something that we don't know what is it that we are ratifying. And I think we must just follow the normal procedure where we send a presentation in time to members, they look at it, and we schedule a briefing so that if there are questions, if there are certain areas that members need to do some research around, they can do that. And when they come to the briefing, members are ready. I don't think it will be appropriate now to just put on the screen a presentation that has not been circulated to members, especially on an important subject like this one. So I think let's reschedule. We will have a briefing in January, February. My understanding from your presentation is that because South Africa now is occupying the chairpersonship of SADC, you would like to demonstrate leadership by adopting this protocol now. And the chairpersonship comes to an end in August 2018. So I think we still have got some time to do that. We will then schedule it in January, February, look at it, and then take it through the parliamentary process still during the next parliamentary term. Because even if we can rush it now and say let's consider it without necessarily being taken through the contents, the reality is that we are not going to have it through this parliamentary session. Because tomorrow we are rising, and it has not been programmed, it's not been scheduled. So in any case, we are still going to have to come back to it next day. So can we conclude it like that? But please, normally, Judy, you know it's the procedure that before you distribute the presentation, and when we come here, we've got copies of whatever is going to be presented. The same way we handled the bill itself, because when you look at it, this is a legal instrument somehow. And we don't have to do clause by clause or anything like that, but at least we need to know what are the contents of what we will be asking Parliament to approve. Can we then move to the next one? We will prioritize the ratification as soon as we come back. And then it can give you time to look at the presentation. You can actually incorporate this background together with the actual content of the protocol. Can we look at the Marine Special Planning Bill? We had actually approved the bill when we met the last time, but we advised that it's procedure that when we finally approve, there must be a final text. What do you call it? Yeah, the B version. Because we approved the A list. So the bill has been finalized, it has been printed. It is now in front of the committee. And basically I think what we are required to do is just to satisfy ourselves whether everything else is as we agreed the last time. Welcome back, Honorable Mabika. We have been missing you for a while. But it's good to have you back. At least you have been part of the entire consultation process, the public hearing. I believe we now have the necessary quorum. I see Honorable Edward has stepped outside, but she's still part of the meeting. Can I get an indication, Honorable Padden, is there anything that's missing from the last time?
I've got to be honest, I haven't been through all the amendments, but I've just briefly been going, checking on various ones, and I see that they are in. So, but I've got to be honest, I haven't studied every single amendment.
Okay. But maybe before I go to the members, I must just check with the state law advisors together with the department whether what we agreed on the A list is incorporated on the final version of the bill. Did you go through it? Maybe that should be the question.
Yes, Chair. We went through all the discussions and amendments that was made, and we incorporated into the A list as agreed, and then we sent it to the printers.
Okay.
So it's as discussed on last week, Wednesday, I think, when the committee informed
You are
me.
Satisfied?
We are satisfied, Chair. We distributed to the department to parliamentary law advisor. It is as was discussed.
Okay.
Yes,
Radia?
Yes, Chair, we confirm. We've also been through it, and we sent our comments on little errors that were corrected along the way, so we satisfied it now complete.
Okay. Honorable Mabika, any comment?
Chair, I don't have any comment, because as we have said, I've just been away for quite some time with my exams, but I believe the committee has done everything possible to ensure that all is well in terms of making sure that amendments and corrections are being made where necessary. So I don't have any query.
Okay. Honorable Edward, covered. Honorable Makuvela, covered.
Yeah, spotted almost everything that we discussed.
Okay.
Particularly the areas which were of concern.
Okay. All right. Honorable Dr. Luyeng, happy. Honorable Makondo, you're welcome. You're happy. All right, we are happy as a committee. Everything is fine. So we will then... Is this a report? Oh, okay. There is a report. Basically, it's the same thing as the A list. So we are required to adopt. Do you agree with the report?
I move that it be adopted.
But that's what I was doing. Yeah, I was going through all the members to indicate, so there is no objection from any of the members. Okay. All right, Honorable Makuvela has moved. See, Honorable Mabika is seconding. Are you seconding?
I am, Chair.
Okay. Thank you very much. We are done. Honorable members, I'm as I said last week, Wednesday, it has been a very long process, and members have demonstrated their commitment to execute their task as parliamentarians. We've went through the length and breadth of our country to consult, and we are now concluding at this stage. The officials have been very helpful, everybody, and we are done now. So we will then take this through the parliamentary process, and I think as soon as we come back, we should be ready now to consider the adoption of the bill in the House. I must wish you a Merry Christmas and a wonderful New Year. This is our last committee meeting until we meet again in January. So we'll be here today, and tomorrow we're rising. Tomorrow is our last day as members. So thank you very much, everybody. Let's meet again next day. Thank you.